May 11th through 17th, Mosiah chapters 18 through 24. We have entered into a covenant with him. As you read Mosiah chapters 18 through 24, think about the children you teach. The Holy Ghost can help you identify truths that will be relevant to them. Invite sharing. Show a picture of someone being baptized and invite the children to share something they know about baptism. They could share something they learned while reading Mosiah chapters 18 through 24 with their families, while attending a baptism or in another setting. Teach the doctrine. Younger children. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 7 through 16. When I am baptized, I make a covenant with God. One of the most important ways to help children prepare for baptism is to teach them about the covenant they will make when they are baptized. Possible activities. Review the story of Alma and his people at the waters of Mormon using Mosiah chapter 18, verses 7 through 16, or chapter 15, Alma teaches and baptizes. See Book of Mormon Stories, pages 43 through 44, or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Show the picture in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families, and let the children tell you what they know about the story. Using Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10 as a guide, teach the children in your own words some of the things they will promise to do when they are baptized. For example, they will promise to follow Heavenly Father and Jesus by comforting people who are sad. Share a story of how you or someone you know has kept these promises. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 77 and 79. Carol M. Stevens, We Have Great Reason to Rejoice. Ensign or Liahona, November 2013. Explain that when we are baptized, Heavenly Father also makes promises to us. Share these promises as described in Mosiah chapter 18, verses 9 through 10. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 17 through 28. When I am baptized, I become a member of Jesus Christ's church. Help the children understand what it means to become members of the church through baptism and confirmation. Possible activities. Invite someone who has recently been baptized to share his or her experience. Read Mosiah chapter 18, verse 17, and explain that when we are baptized, we become members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and promise to follow Jesus. Show the children pictures that represent things described in Mosiah chapter 18, verses 17 through 28. For example, the picture ordination to the priesthood, see Gospel Art Book number 106, might represent verse 18, and the picture payment of tithing, see Gospel Art Book number 113, could represent verses 27 through 28. Let the children describe what they see in the pictures and use the pictures and the verses to help them see what it means to be a member of the church. Mosiah chapter 24, verses 8 through 17. God can make my burdens light. When has God made your burdens feel light? Think of ways you can share your experiences and testimony with the children. Possible activities. Help the children think of simple actions they can do while you tell what happened to Alma's people in Mosiah chapter 24, verses 8 through 17. Point out that because Alma chose to follow Abinadi's teachings about Jesus, he and his people were treated unkindly, but they never stopped believing in Jesus. Read Mosiah chapter 24, verses 14 through 15 to the children. Fill a bag with heavy objects to represent burdens, and invite a child to hold the bag. Explain that when we are sad, sick, or have other troubles, it can feel like carrying something heavy. Invite the children to take turns helping the child carry the bag so that it becomes lighter. Explain that Heavenly Father can make our burdens lighter when we seek His help through prayer, serving others, and so on. Teach the doctrine. Older children. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 7 through 16. When I am baptized, I make a covenant with God. How can you help the children you teach understand the covenant we make at baptism? Possible activities. Give each child a piece of paper. Read together Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10, and invite the children to write or draw on one side of their paper the promises we make at baptism, and on the other side, the blessings Heavenly Father promises us. Let them share with the class what they find. As they share, ask questions like these. How can we mourn with those that mourn? What does it mean to be a witness of God in all places? See verse 9. What can we do to keep our covenants? Invite several children who have been baptized to share what they remember about their experience. What made that day special? How did they feel? Explain that each Sunday they renew their baptismal covenant when they partake of the sacrament. Help the children compare the baptismal covenant described in Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10, with the sacrament prayers. See Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verses 77 and 79. How can we make the sacrament a special, reverent time just like our baptisms were? Ask a recent convert to share how he or she learned about the church and how it felt to be baptized. Let the children ask questions such as what helped that person want to make the promises in Mosiah chapter 18, verses 7 through 16. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 17 through 28. I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. How can you inspire the children to be grateful for the blessings of being members of the church? Possible activities. Invite the children to read Mosiah chapter 18, verses 17 through 28, looking for teachings of Christ's church in Alma's day that are the same in our day. Write their answers on blocks or cups and let the children use them to build a structure that represents the Church of Jesus Christ. Sing with the children or read the words to the Church of Jesus Christ. See Children's Songbook, page 77. And invite them to listen for things that we promise to do as members of the church. Help them think of ways they can keep these promises. Mosiah chapter 21, verses 1 through 5, and verses 13 through 16. Chapter 22, verses 1 through 11. Chapter 24, verses 8 through 22. God can make my burdens light. The story of Alma's people can show the children that sometimes God helps by strengthening us to endure our trials instead of taking them away. How can you help them learn from this story? Possible activities. Help the children identify main events from the accounts of Limhi's people in Mosiah chapter 21, verses 1 through 5, and verses 13 through 16, and chapter 22, verses 1 through 11. And Alma's people in Mosiah chapter 24, verses 8 through 22. Then ask each child to draw one of these events. Invite the children to put their drawings in the correct order to tell the story. As they do, emphasize that God helped the people bear their burdens. Invite the children to read Mosiah chapter 21, verses 14 through 15, and chapter 24, verses 13 through 14. How did the Lord respond to the prayers of Limhi's people and Alma's people? Ask the children to share times when they prayed for help with the trial and Heavenly Father helped them, or share your own experience. Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to explain to someone else what they will promise or have promised to do as part of their baptismal covenant. Improving our teaching. Pay attention to the children. If the children seem restless, it may be time to try another activity or to take a short, reverent walk. On the other hand, if they are engaged and learning, don't feel pressured to move on just to cover more lesson material.